Track 42.
Leonardo da Vinci's works of art made him world famous. But there was far more to this great man of ideas than just the Mona Lisa's pretty face. Leonardo is often thought of primarily as an artist, and with works like The Last Supper and the Mona Lisa, his place in art history is certain. But his notebooks, filled with his strange, spidery writing, show that his main interests were in engineering and technology. The notebooks are full of drawings and designs for all kinds of inventions, from calculating machines to tanks, from parachutes to helicopters. If we also consider his studies of the human body, it is not hard to see why Leonardo is thought to be one of the greatest geniuses of all time. Born in 1452 to a Florentine lawyer and a local village girl, Leonardo was given only a very basic education. After 10 years in the workshop of the artist Verrocchio, he began to work for himself. Some of the work he did still survives, and it shows an incredible combination of technical skill and very careful observation. It also shows that he was becoming fascinated with technology, with technical drawings of equipment of all kinds. Leonardo was particularly fascinated by the technology of war. At this time, Florence was at war with the Pope, and Leonardo realized that this was an opportunity to make some serious money with his new inventions for better guns and other military equipment. However, the war ended before his machines could be built, and he returned to his painting. But Leonardo had had enough of life in Florence, and especially of the other intellectuals who were jealous of him. He began to feel that his life would be better somewhere else. At the age of 30, he left his hometown and eventually moved to Milan, where he spent 17 years working for Ludovico Sforza, the Duke of Milan. Here, he continued to combine his scientific and technological work with his painting, which was increasingly influenced by his interest in mathematics. During this period, he painted The Last Supper and developed his ideas for chemical weapons and flamethrowers. When Sforza was driven from power by the French, Leonardo returned to Florence and spent 4 years working for Cesare Borgia as an engineer and military architect. He now became fascinated with flight. He studied birds and drew pictures of machines that looked like helicopters. In 1506, he returned to Milan and became increasingly interested in science. He began to study human bodies and the circulation of the blood. He also studied many other animals, comparing their bodies to the human body. He spent the end of his life at Amboise in France, where he was welcomed by King Francois I. He continued to make occasional drawings, a few designs and plans for buildings, but he spent most of his time sorting out his scientific papers. Only 21 of his dozens of notebooks survive. We can only be sure that Leonardo did 17 paintings, and some of these are unfinished. Leonardo did not perhaps achieve the perfection that he dreamed of, but he came closer to it in more fields than anyone before or since.